Driving along the Schuylkill River on I-76 in Philadelphia this week, you may notice clusters of brightly painted floating balls bobbing in the water. They're tidal buoys installed by an environmental artist working with Mural Arts Philadelphia. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that they trace the natural forces of the constantly changing waterway.
The Schuylkill River runs through the heart of Philadelphia, and for hundreds of years, people have tried to contain it and control it for industry and recreation. Artist Stacy Levy says nobody puts Schuylkill in a corner.
This river has some serious moods to it.
Levy is rowing out from the banks of Bartram's Garden in southwest Philadelphia, where she has just installed a cluster of what she calls tide field. These are lines of styrofoam balls strung together, resembling caterpillars reaching out from the water. At low tide, they all lie flat on the surface, and as the tide rises, the strings of buoys straighten up. It lets viewers track the tidal forces of the river in real time. The Schuylkill has a tide cycle of 6 feet, up and down twice a day. It flows north to south, but Levy wants people to understand that there are a lot of natural forces pulling the water in every direction simultaneously.
The wind currents are blowing one direction. The actual river current is flowing another direction. The tide could be pushing a third direction. And then there are kind of micro currents being affected by entirely other things, like the topography of underneath of the river. It's a myriad of things. The more time I spend in it, the less I know it.
Levy was invited to make tidal fields by Mural Arts Philadelphia and Bartram's Garden. She also designed seating areas along the river shaped like the bow of rowing boats, to bring people closer to the water's edge to watch. The buoys will remain in the water until late fall. They can't survive the winter, so they'll be removed. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.